Hey friends, welcome to the St. Mark City podcast. We pray that you are blessed and challenged as you listen to this message. God bless you.
Guys, welcome again to St. Mark's Church. We're so thrilled that you're here. And we are in the last Sunday of our series on selflessness, on being selfless, on being countercultural, and not being a selfish, grasping people, but on being a people that pour themselves out unto the Lord and unto our neighbors, and being very, very different people to the way the world would like to mold us into being mass consumers. We want to be mass givers, amen, and we want to be people who represent the Lord Jesus Christ. Our little tagline throughout the series has been the verse which says that the Lord must increase, he must increase, and I must decrease. Amen. He must increase. And this is our goal, and this is our focus throughout our lives, and as we grow and throughout the years, that the Lord increases in our lives, in our minds, in our hearts, in our doing, in our speaking, in our being, in our relating, in our working, that the Lord increases. And that could nearly be, in a sense, we're not going to get all kind of businessy, but nearly measurable. That we would see that we are growing more like him, and things that used to kind of draw us into selfishness don't draw us as much anymore, and we're much more giving, we're much more generous in our hearts, and we can see that we've changed and we're becoming more and more selfless. It's a great sign to show us that we're growing in the Lord. The more selfless we become, the more like Jesus we're becoming. Amen? Amen. So it is challenging, but again, as we've said throughout this whole series, that we have the power of the Holy Spirit to help us. Thank God that it's not dependent on Sean Mullarkey getting a bit more generous, getting a bit more giving. It's me being more and more open to the Spirit of Jesus in me so that I can express Christ through my broken frame and my broken ways. And God wants me to continue to grow in selflessness from day to day, week to week, month to month, and year to year. I'm going to give you the ending, the goal, the focus, the priority, understanding, the little tagline that I want you to go away with. I'm going to give it to you at the start, and let's build it up and flesh it out as we go through the word today. What I want you to remember is this sentence: selfless love is a love that always grows. So today, the topic obviously is letting the cat out of the bag, is love. Selfless love is a love that always grows. What I mean by this is that selflessness grows love. Think about this. Selflessness grows love. In my relationship with Susan, in my relationship with my children, in my relationship with you, the more selfless I am, the more propensity for the growth of love in those relationships, the more selfless I am. Selflessness feeds love and it makes love bigger. Selfishness shrinks love and it makes love smaller. So I want to be selfless because I want love to grow and the experience of love. And when people are in my vicinity, that they're experiencing greater love from me because I'm seeking to be selfless rather than selfish. And when you think about it, love that is selfless and love that is others focused is the only love that God can really bless and the only love that he can enlarge. If you want the Lord to enlarge you, enlarge the place of your tent, I would suggest you become more loving. Amen. And then the Lord can work with you and the Lord can use you and the Lord can bless you. We're going to turn in our Bibles to hear what the Lord says in Philippians chapter 1. And we're going to read from verses 1 to 11. And I'm reading from the CSB version, the Christian Standard Bible today, just for those who like to know what one it is that we're using today. Verse 1, Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, including the overseers and deacons. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God for every remembrance of you, always praying with joy for all of you in my every prayer, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. See, I'm sure of this, hallelujah, that the Lord, that he who started a good work in you, he will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Isn't that good news? Indeed, it is right for me to think this way about all of you because I have you in my heart. And you're all partners with me in his grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness how deeply I miss all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And so I pray this, that your love may keep on growing. Amen. And I pray this, that your love may keep on growing. Amen. And I pray this, right at the back of the balcony, right up to the front of this church, I pray that your love will keep on growing. Amen. Has anyone been at a prayer meeting where someone prayed, and I pray that your love keeps on growing? No, we haven't. And what a prayer it is to pray over each other. I pray that your love will keep on growing and keep growing in knowledge and every kind of discernment, so that you may approve the things that are superior and may be pure and blameless in the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Lord, we thank you for your word. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. We've stated and our goal and our end game today is to understand in our hearts that selfless love is a growing love. And Paul has prayed with all of his heart, and there's so much affection expressed and heartfulness, and he's dedicated to these people, and he's praying that their love grows. And I pray that for every single one of us in these crazy days, in these crazy days of mass judgment, in this cancel culture, in these days of aggression, even on our roads like never before, in these days where people are making flash judgments about other people, where we're seeing so much hatred being depicted in wars that are happening, in cabinet meetings between different parties in government, so much venom and vitriolic conversation. May we be different. May we be different. And may we let our light shine. How can we shine our light in such a society? How can we shine our light in such a society that our love keeps growing? You see, the enemy wants your love to shrink. He doesn't want you to be like the fruit of the vine, bringing forth the most beautiful bounty of grapes and new wine for his glory. The enemy wants you to be like a shriveled raisin. Amen? But God's destiny is not for your heart to become a raisin, but for your heart to swell and overflow with the fruit of new wine, pouring forth from you all of the time. The New International Version says, and this is my prayer, that your love may abound. Abound. Our love should be bouncing off the walls here. Amen. Bounding. Everywhere we go, it's just bountiful. It's bounding. This love that we have for God and that we have for each other. The New Living Translation says, I pray that your love would overflow. Overflow. I wonder when the psalmist says, my cup overflows. Is he talking about love? His understanding, as Sarah introduced the meeting, his understanding of God's love for him. And so his cup overflows. And his understanding of the call on his life to love other people. So his cup overflows. May your love overflow more and more. More and more and more. Sorry, we're getting into old Irish songs there. Forgive me. Forgiveness is good. You see, increasing love is divine love. And here you have Jesus, and he's really trying to get us going, isn't he? Because Jesus comes and he makes statements that our humanity can't cope with. I want you to bless those who persecute you. I want you to love your enemies. And when you get a smack across the face, I want you to offer them the other cheek. Everything, even within the Irish culture, the fighting Irish. It's like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? But if we never have the full revelation of his love for us, we'll never fully be able to love those with whom we live and do life with. May your love keep on growing. May your love keep on growing. A lot of times I'll pray and I go, Lord, I pray that I'm never tested to the extreme of the depths of the love that God requires of his people. When you think of the things that are going on in different war fields at the moment, and God calling Christians into those environments and saying, I want you to forgive, I want you to love, I want you to bless. What a challenge it is to be a follower of Christ. Let me go through these few points and then we pray. Selfless love grows in gratitude. He said, I give thanks for you every time I remember you. Every time I remember you, I give thanks for you. Imagine being in a church like that. That when you're thought of, the person who thinks of you gives thanks for you. Amen. Is that not so countercultural? You know, think of your day. Think of going through your day. Think of the people that come into your head. Every time those people come into your head, do you thank God for them? Sometimes I don't. Sometimes a name comes into my head and I get a bit upset about that person. Sometimes a name comes into my head and I've things that if I could see them now, I'd let them know this, that, and this. So it's not always that every time a name comes into my head, every time you come into my remembrance, that I'm there going, oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, God, for that person. But that shows how much I need to grow in love. That shows exactly my heart and my soul that I need to grow in the love of God till I get to a point when that name comes into my head and I'm able to go, oh, Lord, thank you so much for that. I'm not going to say any name because people get paranoid. Thank you so much for, you know, as a pastor, you're trying to think of a name no one might have. But it's better just to say, thank you for that person. I thank my God every time I remember you. Every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God. Every time he thinks of them, he's grateful. He's not hateful. He's not resentful. He's grateful. Selfless love grows in appreciation. Selfless love does not grow in entitlement. One of the great challenges living in the society that we live in is having a sense of entitlement. But when we have a selfless life, we're not looking for what we can get out of life and get out of the government and get out of everybody. We're looking at what we can give and we have an appreciation for what we have. When we are selfless, we have a heart of gratitude, not grasping, gratitude. When we are selfless, we are people of thanksgiving, not greed-taking. And so in this context, selfless love is a growing love, and it grows in appreciation of God and all he is and all he has accomplished for us and all that he does for us. Selfless love keeps on growing in appreciation of our God and of the people in our world. And that's how we know that we're in the lane with God and we're running the right race. Our love keeps on growing. There'll be times you'll be hurt. There'll be times you'll be offended. There'll be times that your toes will be walked on. There'll be times that your nerves will be irritated. They're the times to really come before the Lord and say, Lord, I know I will have broken through in this area when I have love for that person. And that's the great measuring stick and how far we have gone. Is it realistic as Christians to honestly believe? And here we are in a lovely old building in a beautiful city where none of us walked in with any fear that our service would be attacked today or that any of us would be set upon because we're Christians. Can we honestly believe that there's a selfless love where we can truly love betrayers, persecutors, mean-spirited friends, where we can love our enemies? Is that realistic? I do the Bible in 1 year devotional every day, and myself and Susan do it. And Nikki Gumbel writes, and this was only recently actually, for those that follow the same devotional, in February 1977, Bishop Festo Kivenjuri was part of a group of church leaders who delivered a letter of protest to the dictator Idi Amin, speaking out against the beatings, arbitrary killings, and unexplained disappearances taking place across Uganda at the time. The next day, Festo, his friend and leader, Archbishop Yanani Leum, was murdered by Idi Amin. And Bishop Festo was driven into hiding and then into exile. Soon afterwards, Festo Kivenjui published a book entitled, I Love Idi Amin. In the book, he explained the extraordinary title. He said, the Holy Spirit showed me that I was getting hard on my spirit. So I had to ask for forgiveness from the Lord and for grace to love President Amin more. Do you know, it was fresh air for my tired soul. I knew I had seen the Lord and I had been released because love filled my heart. Love filled my heart. Selfless love grows. Selfless love keeps on growing, and it grows in gratitude of God and gratitude of people in our world. Selfless love grows in joy. I give thanks to my God for every remembrance of you, always praying with joy. Hallelujah. For all of you in every prayer, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first to last. You see, what's interesting about this was, I am sure that Paul worked with every sort of personality. I am sure that Paul worked with people of varying skills and various understandings. I am absolutely sure that Paul worked with people who were in different strata of society and had maybe different varying strengths of intellect, and all people that were either people who really got it once he said it, or people who had to work through what he was saying, or people who were stubbornly kind of giving him a hard time about what he was preaching. There was all manner of people that are in our worlds. And yet he says, I'm always praying with joy for all of you. Lord, how would that radically change my prayer life if I prayed with joy? Amen. If I prayed with joy and I had genuine joy, thank you, Lord. I'm so joyful and joyous that I have you in my life. I'm so rejoicing in your love that you sing over me. I'm so rejoicing in the finished work of the cross. I'm so rejoicing that you love me out of the billions of people on the earth, and even out of all of the billions of planets in the universe, that you love me and you're concerned about me. That we would have this joy then that just overflows in our prayers for each other, joyfully lifting each other before the Lord because of our partnership in the gospel. You see, our battle is not against flesh and blood. And the enemy will turn Christians against each other. And he's so conniving. He's so evil that he will turn Christians against each other, take away their joy over each other and the joy they had in each other. How conniving and evil is the enemy. But if we pray in joy and with joy for each other, it will protect our partnership. Because he said, I keep praying with joy for all of you because of your partnership with me in the gospel from the first day until now. And so praise God. May we have a joy over each other and a joyous connection with each other that we will be blessed. I love what 1 Peter 1 verse 8 to 9 says. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and you're filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. Two people read their Bibles. In St. Mark's. We'll try that one more time. Amen. Because I'm sure you're just raring to go again. Amen. I can see you're there. No, give me another chance, Pastor. Though you've not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and you are filled with an inexpressible and glorious. Amen. And that's the truth. That's the truth. That love has a connection to joy. And this joy is inexpressible and glorious. I pray that your love would increase. How do I know my love is increasing? I'm more joyful. I have more joy. How do I know I'm getting more selfish, introspective, in on myself, keeping myself to myself? I'm depressed. Amen? But the joy of the Lord is your strength. And the Lord wants to bless every single person in this place. Hallelujah. Selfless love keeps on growing and it grows in encouragement. If you want to get yourself out of a pit of self-pity, if you want to get yourself out of a place where you feel that your love is not growing, just begin to encourage people. Begin to bless them with your encouragement. From someone even just putting a plate of sandwiches in front of you in a restaurant. Just thank you so much. You know, you were just so good at your job. How many people who wait on tables do you think get a word of encouragement in any day that they're working? I'd say they get loads of complaints. I'd say they get loads of complaints. And I'd say they get loads of people saying, I'm sorry, I didn't order this. I did not order this. And like, can you imagine them kind of going, oh, Lord. Could you imagine what fresh air it would be if someone went in and went, you are doing a phenomenal job. And you know what? Because I'm a Christian, here's a tip. Hallelujah. Now we know revival's happening. Glory to God. I'm sure of this. Hear the encouragement emanating out of Paul. I'm sure of this, that he who started a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. I wonder who was wondering whether God was still working in them. I wonder what person was he praying about or thinking about that was just a bit discouraged, feeling a bit left out, feeling as if, well, God's touching down, but he's not touching me. God's doing an amazing work in them, but will he continue to work in me? Will I actually get to the finishing line? Will he complete the work? I am sure of this, that he who started a good work in you, he'll carry it on, and he'll carry it on to completion. Amen. Until the day of Christ Jesus. And he goes, and it's right for me to think this way about you. Indeed, it is right for me to think this way about you. So praise the Lord. Little take home for today, for this week, so we can grow in our love. Ask God now or tomorrow, Lord, give me someone, just drop my spirit, someone or a couple of people I can encourage this week. Amen. And watch just even the way that it lifts you as you encourage someone else. That's the way the kingdom of God works. The more we empty ourselves, the more we selfless ourselves, the Lord pours in. It's extraordinary the way it works. And the way the Lord just wants to be a blessing to us and in and through us. When I think of this verse, I'm sure that he who started a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm thinking of how many times that verse has encouraged me through the years. I was trying to think, Lord, how many times in my walk with you, since I committed my life to you as a 12-year-old, how many times have I turned to that verse to encourage me? I wonder, well, we know it's the word of God, so praise the Lord, no heresy here. It's the word of God, so amen. But I wonder, did Paul have an understanding of how far-reaching that encouragement would go? That would be like a 12-year-old, a 13-year-old, a 15-year-old, an 18-year-old, a 23-year-old Dublin lad called Sean Mullarkey, who would constantly go to that scripture because he felt discouraged. And he would get encouragement from that verse. What am I saying? Our encouragement goes far further than you will ever know. And God wants to use us to encourage each other in Jesus' name. Selfless love grows in affection. You'd never think from this letter that Paul used to hate these people, would you? Paul was a radical Jew. He was a Pharisee of Pharisees. And when Christianity started to take off, when following Jesus, when, as they said in the book of Acts, when the way, the people of the way, the followers of Jesus, when they started, Paul wanted them exterminated. So the thought of him being in Philippi, the thought of him even cavorting with Gentiles, being in the midst of them, I mean, we're talking about this guy thinking the dirt of the dirt under the dirt connected and related to the dirt. Like these people were so below his radar and his understanding of human life forms, that for him to say what he has said shows how radically saved he has become. For as God is my witness, how deeply I miss all of you with the affection of Jesus Christ. I miss you, I love you, I long for you, I yearn for you with the affection of Jesus Christ. Paul used to hate these people. No, but then the Lord saved me. And he brought me into a new kingdom. And he filled me with his love. The New Living Translation says, God knows how much I love you and how I long for you. with the tender compassion of Christ Jesus. The English Standard Version says, "For as God is my witness, I yearn for each of you with the affection of the Lord Jesus Christ." This is our last point today, and I'd really love just 100% focus. That's okay. That sounds like a teacher thing to say, but just really, there's something here that God wants to stir within people. And as I was preparing this, I felt, Lord, this is so important in this day and age that we're living in. And so he says, "I pray that your love may grow in knowledge and in discernment." Brothers and sisters, if ever we need the discernment to protect the love God has given us, it's these days. If ever God wanted you to be able to know how to keep your well pure and not allow your well to be polluted, it is these days. We need discernment. Discernment in what we're embracing, what we're allowing in, what we're covering our well with to protect it. Just discernment about how we go about life. And God wants your love to grow, and he wants it to grow in knowledge and discernment. Listen to this, because I know that you're brilliant at loving things with knowledge and discernment. Well, Sean, how do you know that? Well, think about this. A lot of us in this place, we love our body. Amen? You probably won't admit it, you know, in church on Sunday, but some of us love our body. So you're in the gym 6 days a week. Nothing wrong with the gym. Gyms are great. Amen. But I'm talking about having a healthy health and having an obsessive idolatry. Amen. So that's where we are. Amen. Are we all good? Oh, Lord, they're all leaving. God, help me. So some of us, we love our bodies. So we discern, I'm going to eat this and I'm not going to eat that. Discernment. We live with knowledge. I'm going to the gym. I'm going to do this exercise because I know that this exercise does this. And that's exactly where I need my body to be impacted. So we bring knowledge and discernment to looking after our body. Amen. We bring knowledge and discernment to our money. Woo! There's hardly a person in this place that lives with the idiom, money, don't need it, hate it. And so with our money, we try to bring knowledge. Where's the best interest rate? If I put my money on deposit, where's the best interest rate? We bring our knowledge. I think I'll put it in there. I think I'll invest my money there because I was reading up on the way that company is functioning and they're doing really well. I will invest in them because I know that they're going to make me money. And then we're discerning and we kind of go, well, I won't put all my money in that pot because I might lose it because there is risk. So I'll be discerning and I might put some here and some here. We apply knowledge and discernment to our money. We apply knowledge and discernment to our careers. Oh, I want to go with that company. I was reading up on them. I know that they're going really into the sphere and into the area of life that I love. I'm really attracted to that. I'm really going to try and get connected to that company. I'm going to give myself and I'm going to give my energy. And I'm going to discern where to give my best energies. I don't want to give all my energies into that part of my work because it's not going to profit me as regards to the promotion I want next week. So I'll put my energies, I'll put my energies over here. And we're applying knowledge and discernment to our careers. What about your hobby? Now we're talking about another thing that you love, your hobby. And you bring your knowledge and you grow in the knowledge. And if you want to increase to be a master of your hobby, you read up about other people who love your hobby as well. And you get more and more knowledge. And you grow in your hobby. And as you grow in your understanding of your hobby, you love your hobby more. We apply knowledge and discernment to so many things in our lives, it's scary. And yet, here we have St. Paul, and he's saying, I'm praying for you that your love may grow in knowledge and discernment. My brother, my sister, it's time that we really got serious about God. To grow in genuine knowledge and real interested discernment in the things of God, so that our love keeps on growing. You see, what you don't want to know about and what you show no interest in dies. So when we say to you, be really great if you just read your Bible this week, we're not kind of there legalistic, oh, you have to do this, you have to. We're just saying that if you love him and you love it, you'll want to know and you'll apply the discernment that it gives you. in your life. Just like your hobby, just like your career, just like your money, just like your body. If you love him and you want to grow in the knowledge of him and you want to get good at being like him, a Christian, you'll apply yourself to knowledge and to discernment on how to protect what you've got and to keep what you've got going. Worship team, can you join me in the background here for a sec? As you discern, you're going to say to your spirit, I need to prioritize this. I need to protect that. I need to bless this. I need to go for that. I need to feed that with healthy God words. What area of your life now is dying? What area of your heart is loveless? What area of your being is selfish right now? What knowledge from God's word do you need to apply to that area of your life? What discernment has God given you? You know the discernment might be, you might have gone through an horrific situation where you've been set upon, hurt, demeaned. And the discernment in this season of your life might be to pull yourself away from that environment so that you can be in a healthy environment so that God can heal you before you get back to that place of loving like Christ and forgiving. May God give you discernment. God wants your love to grow in discernment and knowledge. And why does he want our love to grow in discernment and knowledge? He gives us the answer. Philippians chapter 1, read verse 1 to 11 when you get home. The first thing is that you may approve the things that are superior. God has better things for you. When you are selfish, you approve of things that are inferior. Hear my heart. When you're selfishly seeking love, and we all want love, but when we're selfishly seeking love outside of God, we will settle for that which is inferior rather than waiting on that which is superior. May you grow in your knowledge and discernment so that you may approve of the things that are superior. God wants you putting the stamp of approval on things that are good for you, things that will bless you, things that will grow you, things that will nurture you, things that will cause you to be a better believer and follower of Christ. I pray that your love may grow in knowledge and discernment so that you may be pure. See, when we're selfish, everything is impure. When we're selfish, our motives are impure, our thoughts are impure and self-centered, our actions are impure. May your love keep on growing so that you may be pure. And that might have different meanings for people here today. And we know of all the addictions on the internet and all that stuff. May your love keep on growing so that you may be pure. May your love keep on growing so that you may be blameless. You see, when you know you're truly loved and when you truly love, well then, praise God, you move away from guilt and shame. And you live with this sense of being blameless as we stand in the finished work of Jesus on the cross and as we reside in Christ. I pray that your love may keep on growing so that you will grow in knowledge and discernment so that you will be filled with the fruit of righteousness. That's the last thing he says. Can we all stand? The fruit of righteousness, the fruit of the Spirit. Here's a brilliant thing to always measure and test our love, to see how our love is going. How's your love going? There's no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus, amen. Not one condemning bone in anyone's body here today, because we're people who joyfully pray over each other and we thank God for each other and we're here to help each other along the road. It's a tough road. But when you hear the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Is your love growing? Is there a fruit that could be more fruitful? Whatever it is, just bring it to God now. Lord, I want to thank you that this last word in our series on selflessness is focused on love. You know, we love because you first loved us. You are the first love. You are the ultimate lover. You are the lover of our souls. Your nature is love. You love to love. And Lord, in Jesus' name, in this crazy world, in this world full of discord and hatred, we want to love like you. So Spirit of the living God, put out your hands if you want to receive. Spirit of the living God, would you love on us right now? Would you pour your Spirit into us that we would just have such a sense of the embrace of a loving God? And God, in Jesus' mighty, mighty, mighty name, would you bring about a revelation of love that would so transform hearts that even when we get home today, when we think of that person, we will thank God for them. When we're praying for each other, it will be with joy. When, Lord God, we're tempted to hate, we will love more. And that, Lord Jesus, when we represent you, that the legacy of our time with people will be that they felt loved in our presence. God, I want to thank you for all these incredible people. Thank you for these brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank you for these brothers and sisters who are on the journey to become more selfless. Fill us with the Spirit that helps us to be so and help us to become more like Jesus every day. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said.
We hope that you've been blessed by this message. If you would like to connect further with St. Mark's City, go to stmarks.ie. Have an incredible day. God bless you.